JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, we're running over to Hayes Clarendon to check out the course ahead of the VCB 5K run walk, and later a disaster prep tip. Let's go Roundabout JA. Stay tuned.
Hello?
Junior, the judge said for pay 5 grand, but me only have 3 5 pa me. Care 15 bills come for me now? Me don't want them lock me up.
Kerry, gina record them pa you. Them debit and credit card at the court, them, you know. Traffic court, parish court, the court them got high tech, you know.
No cash? No worries. Simply use your debit or credit card to make payments at traffic, family and parish courts across the island. A message from the Court Management Services. Racers and 5K aficionados are already lacing up their running shoes to participate in the third annual VCB 5K run walk set for this weekend. One of the primary fundraising activities for the Veronica Campbell Brown VCB Foundation, the run walk will take place at Vare Technical High School in Hayes Clarendon on January 21. Foundation Chair and 8-time Olympic medalist Veronica Campbell Brown was present at the launch held recently in New Kingston to get the countdown rolling.
One of the greatest deeds we can perform as human beings is to contribute to those in need. It is for this very reason I started the Veronica Campbell Brown Foundation. I want to play my part in advancing the next generation. Our 5K run walk is one of the ways in which we raise funds to support this worthy cause.
Meanwhile, Sports Minister Olivia Grange has given the event her full support, hinting that she just might pause from her ministerial duties to run for the cause.
You don't see individuals doing that. You don't see persons who have succeeded making that kind of commitment. I think that everyone should be committed to this 5K run and to give it the support. And even if I don't make it, I will make my contribution.
Proceeds from the event will go towards providing financial assistance and mentorship to young girls from grades 8 to 11 to help with school fees, transportation, and lunches. The foundation currently works with students from St. Andrew Technical, Vare Technical, Irwin, and Troy High Schools, with plans to expand to 8 more institutions this year. Race time this Sunday is 7:30 a.m. Wealth is created by efficient production and provision of valuable goods and services. Local businesses are increasing the production of competitive, quality products, and all Jamaicans need to support them as part of plans to make our island the place of choice to do business. Visit vision2030.gov.jm to learn more or call the PIOJ at 960-9339. Come join us.
The Ministry of National Security has implemented effective policing as part of its national security strategy. Crime is reduced through a partnership with the police for effective policing. Crime reduction in Jamaica requires a strong partnership between the police, the people, and communities. Effective policing, creating a safer environment for all Jamaicans. A message from the Ministry of National Security, creating a safer and prosperous Jamaica.
It's now time for a disaster prep tip. The time to figure out what to do isn't while an earthquake or other natural disaster is devastating your location. Know your evacuation route for places you frequent, whether it be home, school, work, or your place of recreation. And when you visit somewhere new, quickly map out all the possible escape routes. And before we go, remember Earthquake Awareness Day in schools happens this Wednesday, January 17. Find out if your school will be participating in earthquake drills and other disaster preparedness activities. And that's where we end today's program. Thanks for staying with us. Join us tomorrow as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. With studio engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.